if you were sick today and said it started last Sunday, well, I don't know. I guess you just say, well, I'm sick now, but it really started last Sunday, because I know that's the way my shoulder started, with that bursitis, I believe they call it.
Well, if you're talking about somebody that is sick, you say, but you don't have to worry, he'll be well again.
He'll be well soon, a few days.
And if he's sneezing and has a stopped up nose, you say he did what?
He's taking a fresh, everybody here practically says he's taking a fresh cold.
And if it affects his voice, what do you say he's?
He's hoarse.
And what about if he has a little like that?
He has a bad cough or a light cough, whichever.
And he might say, I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little.
Well, I've used the word jaded, a little jaded, or I'm tired, or wore out, or sleepy.
And jaded, would that mean tired, or would that mean maybe sick?
Yes, I guess it would really mean tired, but extremely.
And if you have to be somewhere at, say, 7, you'll say, well, I'll go to bed now, but at 6 o'clock
I've got to get out. Got to go to work, or got an appointment at such and such a time.
And you might tell your wife, well, if I'm still sleeping at 6 o'clock, you better
wake me up. Or call me. I've used both.
If you went to see somebody who was sick and you noticed some medicine on his table, you might ask him about it. You might say, why haven't you your medicine?
Why haven't you taken your medicine?
And he might say, well, this morning
Well, he could tell. I guess he could say that this morning he just felt too bad to take it. Or I don't know just exactly how you might answer that.
If someone can't hear anything at all, you say he's
deaf.
And if you've been out working hard and you take off your shirt and it's wet, and you say,
most of the time I say, look at how I've sweated. Perspire, I guess would be right, but we always say, look at how I'm sweating.
What do you call the kind of sore that comes to a head?
Boil.
And what do you call the stuff that's inside it?
Oh,